I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A spokesman for Hamas's armed wing says its fighters are on high alert and prepared to confront Israeli troops in Gaza City. This after Israel's military suspended midday pauses in fighting to allow aid in and declared the city a combat zone. Israel also says today it's recovered remains of two hostages. The Hamas spokesman says the group will try to keep its hostages alive, but they're being held in areas where fighting is expected. Hundreds of people have been fleeing Gaza City and putting together tents in central Gaza. Many say they're exhausted after multiple displacements and question leaving when nowhere in Gaza is safe and any journey costly. The Gaza Health Ministry says the Israel-Hamas war has killed more than 63,000 Palestinians. Meantime, in Washington, Secretary of State Marco Rubio's revoked the visas of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and 80 other officials ahead of next month's UN General Assembly meeting. I'm Ben Thomas.